This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hello and welcome to the Rachel Zimmerman Show on KMOX. Thank you so much to everyone who's listening right now and everyone who's going to podcast the show later. You guys are awesome. I had quite a few people come up to me this week and talk about the show, and it's just so humbling and so nice when people do that. So thank you so much. Thank you to everybody who reaches out on Twitter. Beth tweeted at me last week and said she just feels like the show is getting better and better, which was just so sweet. I appreciate that so much. And we have a lot of podcast downloads on this show, and I'm very grateful for that. So thank you to all my podcasters too. You guys are awesome. Let's see. So I have talked on the show at length about going to Japan. I went for the first time last year and just absolutely fell in love with the country and had such an amazing time. Talked about it on the show, talked about it on the Dave Glover show a lot too. Jimmy Kimmel just went to Japan as well, and he incorporated some of his trip into his monologue. Let's take a listen.
I took my family to Japan this week, and I have to say, I'm still not sure how I feel about what happened over there. You know, here in America, we know we have our faults. We know we have areas for improvement. But overall, I think most of us believe that compared to the rest of the world, we're pretty buttoned up. I know I did. I go to Europe, and there are dirt holes where plumbing is supposed to be, and I hold my breath, and I go, I'm glad I'm not one of these people. And then I go back home, right? But now, after traveling to Japan, I realized that this place, this USA we're always chanting about, is a filthy and disgusting country. We were in Japan for 7 days. Not only did I not encounter a single dirty bathroom, the bathrooms in Tokyo and Kyoto are cleaner than our operating rooms here. Everywhere you go, the bathrooms are clean, they don't smell bad, they have those toilets that wash you from the inside out. And not just in a hotel, restaurants, bars, truck stops. I went to 2 truck stops. I swear to God, the bathroom's cleaner than Jennifer Garner's teeth. The cleanest, beautiful. And it's not just the bathroom. There's no litter. People carry their own trash. There are no garbage cans in Tokyo. 30 years ago, some terrorists put some poisonous gas in some trash cans. They're like, okay, no more trash cans. Everybody clean up after yourselves. And guess what? They clean up after themselves. They bring their garbage to their houses. And it's like the whole country is Disneyland, and we're living at Six Flags.
So a couple of things I want to talk about here. Yes, the entire country, it seems, is incredibly clean. It is really impressive just how few, you know, pieces of litter you see floating around all over the place. The bathrooms are incredibly clean, and most toilets you come across are the bidet situation, if you want to use that. That is not really my jam, but a lot of people really like it. But yeah, it's not by coincidence. It's not just like, oh, it just happens to be so clean. No, everyone is cleaning all the time. You notice people in the alley outside of their house sweeping up dirt on the sidewalk and sweeping up trash on the street. If there happens to be, like, you know, a couple of pieces of paper or something, they're out there cleaning it up all the time. So there's just this sense of responsibility and wanting to keep everything nice, which I really appreciate. I think everyone who visits Japan really appreciates. Now, almost an oxymoron to that, there are no garbage cans anywhere. You'll find garbage cans by like the vending machines, which are all over the place, but you would expect there to be more trash cans. And like Jimmy Kimmel said, it's because there was a terrorist attack years ago and they just kind of got rid of a bunch of the trash cans. And you would think that since there's nowhere to throw away your stuff, people would just throw it on the ground, because that's certainly what we would do here in America, right? Or in the United States. But no, people just carry their trash with them. And one thing is, it makes you really reconsider what you're purchasing throughout the day and what you're going to eat and what you're going to drink. Because there were times where I'm like, oh, I want to get a snack. But then I thought, yeah, but then I have to carry around the packaging with me the rest of the day, and I'm going to have it in my purse, and it's just going to be a thing. So maybe I won't get it this time. It just makes you a lot more mindful of your surroundings and, you know, what you're going to do that day. So that's something to keep in mind. The last thing Jimmy Kimmel said that I wanted to talk about, and I thought was really interesting, is he said that it's like the entire country is Disneyland and we are living in Six Flags. What an interesting thing to say. I don't compare the entire country of Japan to Disneyland. I've never been to Disneyland, so, you know, maybe it's an exact one-for-one comparison. I don't have any reference for that, though. But it does seem like, you know, you do get home from this amazing experience where everything is clean and everything is orderly and everyone does have this sense of responsibility. And then you land at Lambert and you're like, oh, okay, I'm back. It is certainly different vibes. And again, that's not by accident. It just feels like they just have much more cohesion and much more of an agreement of as far as like what they want their culture to be and what they want the standard to be, which is great. But then, you know, you can't just say that the United States is Six Flags too. I mean, I've been to Six Flags. It's still fun. You still have a good time at Six Flags, and we still have an amazing country over here too. Yes, they might have more cohesion over there, but America is a melting pot, and it's supposed to be a bunch of different cultures, and it's supposed to be a bunch of different ideas. Now, if I could put us on the same plane as Japan as far as a mindset goes, it would be, I don't know if it's putting others before yourself in Japan, but it's definitely seeing where you fit into the crowd and making sure that you're not going to ruin anybody else's experience. That is something that I would love to see kind of translate over here, and maybe we could all just care a little bit more about, like, hey, maybe I won't put my trash in the street, or maybe I won't just, you know, maybe if I'm walking and looking at my phone, I'll step off to the side of the sidewalk instead of the middle of the street or instead of the middle of the grocery aisle. That's something you see all over the place here that you don't see as much in Japan, because it's just, again, there's so many people, and you just have to be conscious of other people. You're kind of forced into considering other people. So that's something I would love to see in the United States. I'm glad Jimmy Kimmel went. I'm glad he had a good time. I think if you have any interest in Japan, you should definitely, you know, watch YouTube videos, watch TikToks and Instagram reels, and kind of get a sense of what the country is like. And maybe you could travel there, too. I don't know. I mean, I had a really amazing experience. But anyway, that's been on my mind this week, and I just kind of wanted to share with you guys. When we come back, I'm going to talk to my friend Trisha Everding. We're going to talk about some influencer culture stuff, stuff I've seen on the internet this week, and we'll also talk about some pop culture news and stories. And then we'll end the show with some of this week's top headlines. You're listening to The Rachel Zimmerman Show on KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Welcome back to The Rachel Zimmerman Show on KMOX. Very pleased to welcome my friend Trisha Everding to the show. Thank you so much for joining me again.
Well, thanks for having me back.
No, it's fun. Are you looking forward to the eclipse next week?
Yeah, it's going to be short-lived, but I do, like, the last time it happened, at 2017,
mm-hmm.
There was that, like, surreal, otherworldly feeling, and I am kind of looking forward to that again to see if it's the same or if the second time around it's, oh, I've done this before.
Right.
So, yes.
Eclipse.
To some extent.
Slips.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I've seen this.
Been there, done that.
I keep trying to do that, by the way, like, tomato, tomato, and I keep, like, not having a follow-up, like...
Rhyme to
Yeah, exactly. So then I'm, like, panicking. I'm like, slips. That makes sense. Ugh. Well, I tried. I'm looking forward to it, too. I'm going to work. Are you taking the day off?
I'm not. No, I'll be here on the roof.
So we'll be able to see, like, a little bit of it, but we're not in the path of...
What time is it?
I don't know. I feel like it's at, like, I feel like it's while I'm on the air.
I think it is.
I think it's, like, 1 or 2 o'clock. I should have looked this up before I brought it up on the show.
No, it's great. It's better for us to just... It's better radio if we just sit here and guess instead of Google.
That is my favorite radio, is when people just sit around and speculate, like, you know what? I think it could be this.
You're right. It's sometime in the middle of the day, but it should only be a couple minutes here.
So I wanted to talk to you about a couple of online stories. So I don't know if it's just like my algorithm. I use this website called Smart News, and it just shows me a bunch of different stories, and I get caught in different like pits of content. Like, they show me a lot of fast food content because I like to look at that. And then they show me a lot of influencer stuff because, I don't know, it's just like, this happened on TikTok, and I always click on it. I always want to see.
Yeah.
But there's a couple things going on. Speaking of TikTok and influencers and all that, I keep seeing articles showing that mommy influencers, so people who, you know, have made being a mom like their whole job, which is great, but then they go on Instagram and, you know, it's like, this is how we change the diaper, this is how we take care of the nursery, this is how we do this.
There's a ton of money to be made in that industry.
Oh, yeah, there definitely is. But I keep seeing studies and also just anecdotally people saying that mommy influencers are making in real life moms feel bad about themselves. And people are kind of unfollowing these accounts en masse because they're like, this is so bad for my mental health to see this picture perfect mommy lifestyle that I'm just not able to live up to. I thought that was kind of interesting.
Yeah, and I think no group, it is interesting, and I think no group is more in tune with how important mental health is than females of childbearing age.
Yeah.
So that actually makes sense that there's a bit of a pendulum swing there. On the other hand, isn't that what influencers do? Aren't influencers the new celebrities? Like, looking at Hollywood actresses growing up made me feel a little bit bad about myself.
Right.
Looking at influencers now, I'm like, man, yeah, I don't eat only quinoa and kale, and I don't, you know, give my dog like the best like shampoo and like feed him free range chicken. But I don't know. What's your take on it?
I feel similarly to you. Like, I definitely have a lot of sympathy and empathy for the people who are like, this is affecting my mental health to see this stuff, because I relate to that. I get on Instagram and I'm like, I don't look like that. Typically, it turns out, as you said, like, they're just eating quinoa. Like, I see these like really skinny women, and then it turns out they don't eat sugar, and I'm like, well, I'm out.
Yeah, sorry, I like cheeseburgers.
Right, I can't.
That's not gonna be me.
Get down with this lifestyle. But, you know, it still like hurts a little bit sometimes when you see something that looks picture perfect. But at the same time, there's an economy to it. I do think people should be allowed to express themselves, even if they're expressing themselves in an unrealistic way. Mm-hmm. I do think the secret to a lot of these mommy influencers, though, that kind of goes unspoken is like, here's the secret to being the best mom ever. Have a ton of money and just, you know,
that
have all the best. Yeah, that really helps,
that
doesn't
really
it?
Really helps.
It helps you have all the best products, and you can have help, and you can sleep through the night if you have like a night nurse or something. So I think that's just kind of like the unspoken thing that a lot of people look at and they go, why can't I live up to this? And it's like, well, you're just not in that socioeconomic bracket, kind of.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I fully support anyone who wants to unfollow or mute those posts. But I don't think we should go through like, we should take these accounts down. Like,
yeah,
no, let
like
them do their thing and make their money.
Like a canceling of the mommy bloggers.
Right.
Yeah, no, that seems like too much. And if anything, like, take actions into your own hands and start a mommy blog about real women who, you know, can't always live up to expectations, and make a ton of money off of that. I think that there's an audience for that, too, for being real.
For sure.
So the internet's an interesting place. Like, you have so many options. Like, you can literally find anything, a niche for anything. And if you don't like one thing, go somewhere else. Like, I'm never a fan of try to take the other thing down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, just like you said, unfollow it. It's fine. Those people will be fine. They exist in a vacuum of people that can afford to exist there. And that's great. You know,
you're right. The internet is a very interesting place, which brings me to my next story. So I brought this up on the DGS this week, and I brought it up. I told the story wrong and everybody yelled at me. So allow me to try to rectify
that
on my show. Yeah, I was like, stop yelling.
Rude.
Everyone was like, what are you talking about? That doesn't sound right. And I'm like, oh, you're right. I was wrong. So there was this mom who is a TikToker, and she posted her child's Easter basket and was like, build the Easter basket with me. And this Easter basket was so expensive, it ended up being about $330 worth of product, because she did all the candy and cookies like you normally do, but she also did like a bunch of Lululemon stuff and skincare and fragrances for her 8-year-old. So people started coming after her and saying, like, this is way too much. This is setting unrealistic expectations for your kid. Their life is, you know, once they leave the house and they don't have this kind of stuff handed to them anymore, like, their life is going to feel so empty. You're doing the most and you need to stop. So this internet debate kind of raged, kind of what we were just saying that before about the mommy influencers. Like, yeah, it may seem like a bit much to some people, but if you have the money to do it and you want to do it, who's really stopping you?
Yeah.
It's just funny that posting it on the internet does invite criticism and it does invite certain comments. So,
yeah. I mean, I don't know. I don't feel necessarily bad for anybody that puts himself out there and gets the criticism, because that's you. It's part of like what comes with the reward of, obviously, this is popular enough that we're talking about it. Obviously, it's popular enough that people are watching these videos, are being monetized. That's how you can afford $300 Easter baskets.
That's
for your
kids. Point.
And it's really nobody else's business how you parent, unless you're being neglectful or abusive, or, you know, unless there's an actual legal reason why it's somebody else's business. So you put yourself out there and some people are like, wow, that's way too much. I think what really happens when people see this and start criticizing is they think, not maybe that that's way too much for your kid, but it's way too much for my kid. And
right.
You're setting unrealistic expectations for me to live up to. And it goes back to that inadequacy thing. And then again, it kind of full circle. Just don't follow it. Like, stay off there. Monitor what your kid watches. If you think that that's lame, make sure you parent and teach your kid, like, hey, we think that this is lame in our family. You know?
Well said. Okay, one more internet story here. The influencers are banding together to try to normalize flying economy, as if all of us don't fly economy already. But I guess,
wow,
I guess
how
in the
selfless.
Right. Yeah. Thank you so much, influencers. But I guess in the influencer sphere for a while now, it's been like, you want to get in first class, or better yet, you want to get on a private jet. So that is incredibly expensive. Even if you're super rich, that's incredibly expensive. I think business class, it starts at like $8,000 or
Yowza.
Something. Yeah, it's insane for like an international flight. But still, I mean, that's a lot of money to blow on one travel outing. But yeah, the influencers are banding together to say, we're going to start romanticizing economy class. I'm like, thank you guys so much.
Oh, good for you. That I almost feel a little bit annoyed already by all the selfies that are going to be happening on normal people flights. Like, I do not look my best on flights. I don't know.
Oh, me neither.
Do you have because that's always been a thing in society, the like flying and looking like bums on airplanes now, where it used to be like a to-do. Like, you'd get dressed up, you'd do your hair and makeup, you'd wear heels, and in not necessarily our lifetime, but I think the generation before us, it was a thing. Now we kind of go in our pajamas.
Oh, yeah.
I don't really want to be in influencer videos.
I don't either. I go in with no makeup. My hair looks terrible. I'm wearing like sweats and I'm just like, leave me alone. I'm just trying to get through this experience. So I am with you. I don't want to be in any of those videos either. But speaking of flights, you had an American Airlines story.
Yeah. American Airlines is revising its policy for bringing pets and bags on flights. So part of their policy used to be, if you wanted to carry on an animal, like your animal companion, not a service dog, like an animal that is of a certain size, you'd have to forego your carry-on.
Okay.
So they kind of took that place. So they're trying to be, American Airlines is trying to be more pet friendly and say, like, we're not making you choose. Like, you can bring your pet, you can bring your carry-on. Hey, this is like a reason to fly with us. What do you think about that?
I mean, do I get to bring two carry-ons if I'm not bringing a pet?
That's a great question.
Yeah, I mean, I hate to be like, well, what do I get out of it? But it's kind of like, what do I get out of it?
See, and my thought was, my dog's too big, but I'm not putting him under an airplane. Like, let's revise your policy so my dog can sit with me in the cabin.
I'm really scared to bring my cat on a flight anywhere. First of all, she's a cat and she doesn't want to leave the house. But I always hear these horror stories of cats like dying or something on an airplane because they're so stressed out. Mm-hmm. And I would be more stressed out than her, like worrying about that the whole time.
It kind of surprises me that there's still like a travel policy where animals go under the airplane.
Yeah.
In this world we live in, where we care so much about animals, that, and I'm guilty of this and shamelessly so, I'm guilty of caring so much that seems like animal cruelty. I'm surprised that it's like, either the pets can come on the plane or there are no pets on this plane.
Yeah.
Isn't the policy. And that's kind of when I pulled this story, what I thought it was going to be. This is more just a, hey, we're being pet friendly, and I kind of dig it. But to your point, this is going to clutter up a cabin.
And it's going to make bitter people like me, like, want their handout too. But no, I, I'm I'm kind of with you on the fact that it could be animal cruelty at a certain point. I mean, if you really put yourself in the animal's paws, so to speak, like, they have no idea what's going on. They're separated from their parent, their owner. The loud noises, like turbulence. Oh, it's just horrible.
Heat, anything
to think
goes
about.
Wrong on those flights. Oh. It's very dangerous.
All right. Let's take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about some pop culture moments going on this week. This is the Rachel Zimmerman Show with Trisha Everding on KMOX. And we're back on the Rachel Zimmerman Show on KMOX. Trisha Everding is still here with me, and we're going to talk about some pop culture news. I love these segments because I love to gossip about celebrities. It's just, I mean, who gets hurt, really? It's a fun thing.
It's just like this wonderful guilty pleasure. I'm so glad to be here for it.
So do you watch The Bachelor or The Golden Bachelor or any of those shows?
I don't, but I do have a lot of fun with the advertisements for them.
Oh, what do you mean?
For what it's worth. Just like Farmer Needs a Wife and The Golden Bachelor, and like there's ongoing bits I do, my husband and I do, just like riffing on like these all these new concepts they're coming up with. So I'm familiar, but I don't watch them.
It's, you know, when you think about it, it's a little wild that The Bachelor still exists in 2024, because I mean, it's a bunch of women competing for one man's attention. Mm-hmm. He's emotionally manipulating all of them. The producers are emotionally manipulating all of them. From what I understand, they're just given alcohol all day and like nothing to eat. And they're like highly emotional, and they're being brainwashed into thinking they're in love with this person. So it's kind of weird when you think about it. But that being said, I've watched The Bachelor a ton. I didn't watch The Golden Bachelor. I almost did because Dave Murray was a huge fan and recommended that I watch it.
I couldn't love that more.
I know. It's pretty cute. Pretty adorable. But the Golden Bachelor's name was Jerry, and he chose the woman of his dreams, Teresa. They got married on TV, but they're still living separately, TMZ is reporting. But they're still head over heels for each other, but it's just kind of strange that they're living separate. I feel bad being like, isn't that weird? They don't live together. It's none of my business, really, but just thought I'd throw it out there.
I don't, those celebrity, I do watch Love is Blind. Do you watch Love is Blind
yes,
at all?
Yes.
And anytime they get married, I'm like, you guys sure about this?
Well,
like, because it's been a month.
Okay, that show, I love that show, but it is so ridiculous. Like,
it's insane.
I love the dating aspect where they can't see each other. I love the show up until it's like, and then they get engaged.
And then they have to get married. Yeah.
Exactly.
Because then you know that it separates, like, the people that are, like, genuinely trying to make a connection from the people that just want to be on TV.
Exactly.
So then they start proposing because they want to stay on TV.
Exactly. Like, you could form this very genuine connection and maybe even love someone in a couple of weeks having not seen them. But to make the steps towards marriage, it's too much.
I agree.
But that being said, I watch every episode. Yeah. This last season was really good. All the Megan Fox memes and stuff that came
out.
Yeah,
I'm actually halfway through season six right now. But I'm familiar with the Megan Fox and the Megan Fox lady.
It's good stuff. Okay, did you see the Barbie movie?
I did.
Okay, did you like it? I thought it was a little heavy-handed, but I did think it was cute.
I liked it for what it was. I went with my mom. I thought it was enjoyable.
Yeah.
I went into it thinking it's going to be way more polarizing. I actually didn't think it was as heavy-handed.
Oh, good.
Maybe I just went into it thinking it was going to be more down my throat.
So you're like pleasantly surprised.
Yeah, I was like, oh, this is just kind of like a nice mother-daughter story.
Yeah, and it was a cute movie. I loved Ryan Gosling, and Andrew Stolz and I talk about this all the time. It's really funny that they made this movie to like empower women, and then everyone's favorite character is a guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's so good. Like, he's so good at everything. But Shakira did not like Barbie. Shakira, Hips Don't Lie. You remember her. Let's see. Shakira said that she and her sons found the Barbie movie emasculating. She said, my sons absolutely hated it. They felt it was emasculating, and I agree to a certain extent. I want my sons to feel powerful while respecting women. I like pop culture when it attempts to empower women without robbing men of their possibility to be men, which I didn't get that vibe from the movie at all.
No.
I mean, they were just goofing.
I think like anything in comedy, it went to extremes with stereotypes, but in a way that like just to like play it up, like the heightening
right.
of the thing is funny. But I thought honestly that Barbie kind of looked like a jerk part of the movie, you know, like there was some expectations and she didn't want to meet him. And then like towards the end, I'm like, oh, like I kind of feel bad for the
Ken.
Dudes. Yeah. So. I don't know. I get it. I just think that I've heard criticism on both sides, and the like it's mean to men thing. Like, okay, kind of. But again, Ken's our favorite character.
Right.
So, and everybody loved Alan. So
yeah, Alan was very good. Let's see. Mike Tyson and Jake Paul are going to fight. They're going to box, I guess. I should know this.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. But Mike Tyson says that he is training around the clock for this fight, saying, I take it seriously, which I actually kind of hate that, because now if Jake Paul wins and it turns out Mike Tyson was training this hard, it's just like even more of a terrible defeat, you know?
Yeah, I guess so. I don't, there was the whole like, there's no way Mike Tyson's not going to win. He'll throw the fight. But like, Mike Tyson's an actual crazy person.
Right.
Like, there was no way he wasn't going to fight. Like, at least he's trying to give himself a shot here.
The Paul brothers are interesting characters. I think that's a generous way to put it. Uh-huh. But I do like their prime drinks that they make for children. I have been known to buy a couple of those and enjoy them from time to time. They're pretty good.
Okay. I have not had those yet.
Well, you're an adult, so that makes sense.
Are they kids' drinks?
They are very much targeted towards children.
Do they have energy drinks,
They
too?
Do. That's more for, like, teens and, I guess, young adults. But, like, I like the, just
like the juice.
Box ones. Yeah, basically. It's just like, yummy. I'm such a child.
I'll have to check it out.
Oh, my gosh, Trisha, what a hero. Meghan Markle recycled a dress.
What?
From a visit at a hospital in the UK to a surprise story time at another hospital in Los Angeles. So, oh, no, excuse me. She previously wore the dress in a family picture, and then she wore it again. And
you know,
she's
and there
being
are people
lauded
out there,
for
like,
this.
Saving ducks, saving turtles, like, but they pale in comparison to the
absolutely
the same dress twice.
And you know what? I've worn this sweater a couple of thousand times, so I feel like I'm doing a good thing
Look
for the
you.
Environment.
Yeah. You're doing your part.
Nick Cannon was playing Easter Bunny for all of his 12 children and went all over town to spend the holiday with them. Look, a lot of people criticize this guy for having so many kids, and I do think that is warranted, but at least he spent his whole day going around and getting in his visitation time with them. I mean, I know it's the bare minimum,
but I love
but
this guy. I love that he's got so many kids. And what's the show?
Wild and Out?
No, with the celebrity siblings, hosted by the Jonas Brothers. I watched all the episodes.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Oh, okay.
So good. And one of the clues is about him, spoiler. And it's just like, it's like all of these kids in a row on this piece of paper. And you're supposed to be able to guess that it's him. And it's so funny.
What was claim to fame? What was the... Because I kind of remember
so
seeing commercials
of this
for it.
Show, it's really great. It's hosted by... Freddie Jonas and then Nick Jonas. So like the least two famous Jonas brothers. And it's a whole house full of people that are related to celebrities.
Okay.
But they're not celebrities and you don't know who they're related to. And they don't know who each other are related to.
That's
so then
fun.
The whole game is they have to figure out who the celebrity relatives are.
That's really fun.
Yeah, it's cool.
I might have to find that and watch it.
It's worth a watch. They've got two seasons out there now.
Let's do a Kardashian story. I always have to bring them up on the radio and it drives people crazy, but I do keep up to an extent. Did you know that Caitlyn Jenner and Lamar Odom are doing a podcast together?
Oh, okay.
It's called Keeping Up with Sports. And
who knows better than Caitlyn Jenner,
right?
About sports.
Well, I mean, she is an Olympian, but so this is formerly.
I don't know
Jenner.
Why I thought Kendall Jenner, the makeup.
Oh.
I don't know why. Yes, okay. Caitlyn does actually know about sports.
She knows quite a bit, but I just think it's funny that she's teaming up with Lamar Odom. It's like, oh, this is definitely not a clout chasing situation.
Lamar Odom, the one that was married to,
he was married to Khloe,
but they're not married anymore.
No,
but it must have been amicable enough separation that he can do it. Lamar Odom can do a podcast with Caitlyn Jenner?
Well, that's a good question. I hate how much I know about this. It was not a very amicable separation, but I think things are fine now because Khloe is actually giving her stamp of approval to the podcast, which I'm surprised by because the Kardashians are notoriously like sending people NDAs and trying to get things squashed. Mm-hmm. But they're saying this is fine. You guys can do Keeping Up with Sports. Have a good time.
Oh, good for them. I was thinking about Pete Davidson and Kim Kardashian the other day.
Oh, yeah?
Just that it was weird.
It was so weird, and I hated that so much.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
I didn't like them together at all. But then he dated someone like right after that. I'm like, this is fine. I just didn't like him and Kim together.
Yeah, it was just a weird deal.
It shouldn't have happened. Mm-hmm. Omarosa, we all remember her from The Apprentice, and then later working in Trump's White House, said that she is too busy studying in law school to be on The Real House Wives of Potomac, even if they asked. Which I love that. But apparently fans are pushing for her to join the show, Real Housewives of Potomac. But she says, no, I'm too busy to
fans
do something like that.
Like her mom's like on there.
Right.
Like, you know who you should bring back.
I think Omarosa would be a perfect fit. I do think she would do pretty well on that show.
I forgot about her completely.
I did too until this story, which I think was probably pretty intentional by her camp to put out a statement like this. Okay, one final thing. This is a Taylor Swift adjacent story, and I know you're a T Swift fan, so I wanted to talk about this. Billie Eilish talked last week or so, and she was talking about how some artists will release multiple vinyl variants to boost their sales. So Taylor Swift, for example, will release an album, but she'll release it in like 7 different colors and with all these different album artworks, basically to make more money. And she said, like, this is terrible for the climate, and this is us being a part of the problem and not a part of the solution. We need to try to do better. And everyone said, oh, obviously you're talking about Taylor Swift because Taylor does this kind of stuff all the time. Well, now she's coming out and saying she wasn't calling out any particular artist when she was talking about that, and all artists can try to do better. So the Swifties can relax now.
I mean, I guess she makes a point, especially because Taylor gets criticized a lot for caring about the climate and then not caring about the climate enough. But the counterpoint is, like, Taylor's trying to make money, and she does a lot of good with the money, too. So, I don't know.
Well, I also don't think that if she stopped doing these album prints, it would suddenly fix the climate crisis. But I also get why people like Billie Eilish. And, like, I've gotten frustrated by it before. I get frustrated when I think Ariana Grande just released, like, 7 versions of the same. I don't understand how it works. But you can release, like, all these different versions of the same song, and that makes it more likely for you to chart. So they're just gaming the system, which, I mean, I get. I would try to do the same thing, I guess, if I were a pop star or a celebrity and I were trying to set a record. But doesn't that make your record just feel a little bit more cheap whenever you go about it in those kind of ways?
Yeah.
All right. That's pop culture news for the week. Trisha, thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate
you. Rachel, thanks for having me.
Welcome back to the Rachel Zimmerman Show on KMOX. Let's talk about some of the week's top headlines. Don't have a lot of time here, but we'll try to get through a couple. I talked about this on the Dave Glover Show, but it stuck with me. Prices at these fast food chains increased the most in the past 10 years. So this is from a survey by personal finance outlet Finance Buzz. They collected and compared several major fast food chains' prices over the past decade. And here's the rate of inflation at fast food restaurants since 2014, which you say that's in the past 10 years, and it's like, 2014, that was 3 years ago. That was 4 years ago. Nope, guys, that was a decade ago. McDonald's has gone up 100% inflation in the past 10 years, which, if you've eaten at McDonald's lately, is no shock. They don't have anything on the dollar menu. They have, like, the dollar menu and more thing that you can look at, but nothing's a dollar. I remember the good old days, man, when I was just a baby producer in radio and I had no money. I would get up on Saturdays, I would go work the Saturday show, and I would go through the McDonald's drive-thru and I would get a McDouble, a spicy McChicken, and a large Coke. And it was $3 for all of that. And I survived off of that for, I mean, man, that got me through 2014 and 2015. Those days are over at McDonald's. Things are significantly more expensive. Popeyes has raised 86%. Taco Bell, 81%. Man, I remember when you could get for $2, you could get like a taco and a soda and maybe 2 tacos and a soda. I mean, those were the days, man. But it's gone up 81%. Chipotle has gone up 75%. Jimmy John's 62%. Jimmy John's was always on the little more pricey side, though, so I haven't noticed that one as much. Arby's, Burger King, Chick-fil-A, and Wendy's have gone up 55%. St. Louis Bread Company, 54%. And Subway and Starbucks, 39%. Prices at these restaurants grew at nearly double the national rate of inflation. So, you know, just think about how you're spending your money. I don't like to, I almost said I don't like to complain too much, but I obviously spend a lot of time talking about fast food on the Dave Glover Show. On Fridays, we have Fast Food Fridays and fast food news. But I don't know. I just kind of get to the point where I'm like, if you're going to raise prices that much, this product is no longer worth my time. And I just kind of try to move on at that point. All right, moving on here. Also talked about this on the Dave Glover Show. OpenEye's voice cloning tool needs just 15 seconds of audio. And then they can, you know, you could take the last 15 seconds of me speaking on this show, run it through this new voice cloning tool, and they are going to have my speech patterns down pat. They're going to be able to add in ums and ahs and mm, and it's going to sound really realistic. So much so that OpenAI has admitted it is too risky to release this tool to the general public right now. So, not trying to scare anybody, but we have some very interesting times ahead of us. Very soon, we will not be able to tell what is real and what is fake, and our lives are going to be totally different. I firmly believe that. That's just the way things are going to be. It used to be something that scared me a lot, and I have recently realized I have no control over that, so I'm just trying to ride the wave as it comes, but I'm just letting you guys know, soon things are going to get weird, so strap in. One more story here, and then I've got to go. This one's kind of funny. An airline passenger was fined for peeing in a cup while waiting to get off the plane. This was an Australian airline passenger. The 53-year-old suspect was spotted urinating during a 20-minute delay on the tarmac after landing at Sydney Airport. The man was, quote, quite drunk and spilled urine on a flight attendant. Oh, that's terrible. Spilled urine on a flight attendant while leaving. He was fined $600 Australian for offensive behavior. I don't know. If you spill urine on someone else, I think you should be paying more than $600. Maybe paying it directly to that poor flight attendant. I feel so bad for them. Well, guys, that's it for the Rachel Zimmerman Show this week. Looking forward to talking to you next week, and I hope you have an amazing weekend. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.